I asked Alan Abel about what it takes to play percussion.
You don't always get a complete package. Let's say a package has to do with hand control and dexterity. And if you just have terrible hand control, then you're going to have to really work hard. And if you have terrible hand control, then don't even think about it. But you can. Some people just have fantastic hand control, and that's a wonderful thing. But at the same time, in the package, if they're not very smart, they're not going to succeed. So you have to be smart as well. So that's another part of the package. Then you have to have a terrific work ethic. That's a big part of the package. Good sense of visual, as well as how you look, how you fit in, all those kinds of things that are part of it, plus heart. And the heart is hard to teach, and there's a limit as to how far you can go.
And what do you mean by that?
By heart, it has to do with the expression in the music that's not printed on the page. It has to do with pushing and pulling with the time, making crescendos and diminuendos that are not written, that give phrase lines, and all of those kinds of things that you have to hear, and you have to have the heart in order to understand it and want to take part in it. So if you're really a terrific intellectual with no heart, then you're going to be a very bland player. You're just not going to do very well when it comes to playing with expression in the music. So all these things are a part of the package.
And is there a progression in terms of if someone was just starting out, they learned to play this and this and this?
Yeah, when, beginners usually start on snare drum, and then in school they're going to be in a band, possibly the orchestra. So they first will maybe play bass drum and some snare drum. Then if they're mallet parts, then they will be practicing on that and grow into that.
But it sounds like, people, little kids think, they would like to play drums because they like to hit things. Mm-hmm. But this is a lot more like playing piano.
That's right. And there are people who really have a lot of enjoyment doing that kind of thing. And I can just say that there's a girl, Cynthia Yeh, who's principal percussion in Chicago, who grew up in Taiwan. At age 12, went to Vancouver with her mom and brother. And she started in Taiwan playing piano at age 2. And she kept it all the way through. She did an undergrad in Vancouver, did her master's here, and then ended up playing locally, freelancing, then won principal percussion in San Diego, and then won principal percussion in Chicago. And she kept coming back for touch-up lessons. So, I have a guarantee kind of thing that if they've studied here, they can come back and get a free lesson anytime they want to before a big audition. So she came back before all the auditions. And so having that piano background, she can read xylophone, glockenspiel, marimba parts like nothing because of having all that background in piano.
Can you play some of this?
I can play a little bit. I can show you some differences in sounds. We'll start with this. Now that'll give you an idea of those sticks. And now these are going to be a little less of a contact sound. Right? And now I want a lighter sound. So now.
Did you ever play in a rock band?
Yes. I grew up with jazz. And so to help pay the bills, I played in a big band for a while in Oklahoma, and I played in a sextet and a quintet and a trio. And I did some of those things here. But then Mickey was the drum set player in the orchestra, and we didn't do a lot of pops when Charlie was here. Then when Mickey moved up, then I became the drum set player for 25 years. So when Fiedler was at Saratoga and brought in a fifth of Beethoven, which was a rock arrangement, and I knew I was going to be in trouble if I didn't study that ahead of time. Fortunately, they already made a recording, so I got the music and the recording, memorized it, because Fiedler had a habit of sort of picking on the percussion section and the principal trumpet for whatever. So I had it memorized, and I played that rock tune and just stared at him the whole time, and everything went fine. Interesting about what happens.
We then turned to a snare drum, and Abel gave us some of the basics about learning single strokes first, then playing multiple strokes in each hand.
So if you listen, this is 2, this is 3, this is 4, this is 5, this is 6. So I'm playing a loud roll, then I'm going to do 3. Okay, when I'm playing a very, very soft roll, I'm playing at a slower speed, and I've got to fill it in more, so now I'm doing 6 per hand.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.